Hi, folks. Crazy Dougie Wilson with you here. And all week long, you've been hearing us talk with young ladies who are vying for the title of Miss Rain Day 2013. I have the honor right now of talking with Miss Rain Day 2012, Kendall Lewis. Kendall, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. I can't believe your reign, no pun intended, is almost over.
I know.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I have.
So give us an idea. What goes on with a young lady when she assumes the role of Miss Rain Day? What all is involved?
Yeah, there is a lot of things to do with your community. And that's when I really chose to participate in this pageant, because being Miss Rain Day is truly a young woman that loves her community.
Nice. Give us an idea. What are some of the events that you helped out with?
I actually teamed up with the Greene County Leathernecks in their annual Toys for Tots drive.
Nice. Yes. So that was sort of the cornerstone of your reign, if you will, in helping them to promote that and gather toys and collect money for them.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. You know, you and I have had the opportunity to work on a number of different things over the years. And I know that recently we actually had the opportunity to help you promote another event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, that was my Alzheimer's walk, where we had the opportunity to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association.
Well, and I know that there's a special reason why you chose this organization. Do you mind talking about that a little bit?
No, not at all. My grandmother is currently suffering from Alzheimer's, and it's really hit my family hard, and we are trying to do as many things as possible to raise money to help other families.
Okay. It's a nice opportunity for you to kind of give back to your family while at the same time helping other people as well.
Yes, exactly.
All right. You know, normally when we wrap up interviews with the young ladies who are vying for the title, I always ask, you know, who do you look up to the most and why? But I'm not going to ask you that question. What I'm going to ask you is, why do you think a young lady should participate in the Miss Rain Day pageant?
You know, there's so many reasons that I could answer that question, but honestly, I've participated in this pageant 3 times before I actually was given the title, and I will never regret that, because I have gained so many positive things from this pageant. I've departed from my shyness, and I really have matured into a young lady.
All right. You know, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you one final question. We know it's going to rain on Rain Day. My question to you is, what time is it going to rain on Rain Day?
You know, I'm really hoping that it rains more of like maybe 3 a.m. So, you know, it can get it out of the way and then everyone can enjoy their day being rained on.
Well, she will soon be handing her crown over to the next Miss Rain Day. You know what? I do have one final question. What advice would you offer to the next young lady who is going to serve as Miss Rain Day?
I would say to definitely take your title and use it, because, you know, it's up to you whether you use it or not. And like I did the Toys for Tots program, like I didn't have to do that, but I will never regret doing that, because I know that I changed lives and that changed my life as well.
Excellent. Well said. Congratulations, and I hope you enjoyed your reign.
I did, definitely. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Kendall Lewis, Miss Rain Day 2012. She'll soon be handing her crown over to the next Miss Rain Day, and we'll let you know who she is. Until then, stay tuned. We've got more on the way on WANB.